I want to know what's on your mind. You hear what's on my mind all the time, but I've been thinking about you. I want you to tell me something.
What are you going to say, Joe? Answer his question.
I'll remember the question.
Honestly, I don't either.
Was there even a question to begin with?
Asking the big questions here on Late Night Low Fidelity.
There's been a lot on my mind lately.
Spit it.
Chad's been going through some times. This one goes out to all the women in Chad's life.
Damn.
Chad, it doesn't even need to be a rap. Just give me some spoken word. What's on your mind, man?
Something that's been on my mind lately, just, you know. There's a bunch of girls out there that, you know,
his heart's hurting.
They fuck with gluten bread. But they pop Zannies from a guy in a 99 Civic.
It's true. Verified.
No doubt.
Shillery? Not here. We don't play games.
Not anymore.
Nonprofits.
What's up with those?
What's up with nonprofits? This is Up High by Cy Gorman.
What's on your mind, Slate?
I've been eating tuna fish for almost all three meals a day. Thinking about life a lot.
How's that been? What's your experience through that?
Has been bad. Has been great. It's a state of, like, purgatory almost.
Well, I feel like if you eat too much of anything, you're going to eventually get sick of it. So how close do you think are you to getting sick of tuna fish sandwiches?
Not really close. Hasn't even entered my mind.
I feel you.
And I'm balling.
We're balling, dude. It's good protein. It's definitely good protein, dude. Yeah.
my jump shots have gotten like 25%.
I feel you.
What are we talking about, tuna?
Yeah, dude, we were talking about straight tuna fish.
You know, I actually plan to talk about tuna later in the show, but, you know, it's...
You have a plan?
I'm done.
It came up by itself. I really wanted to talk about music more, like, just generally in shows, but it seems like we've kind of moved in the opposite direction, and,
Shout out to Samurai Shampoo, though.
I mean,
we gotta talk about the music.
Is this what the people want, though?
I don't know, do they like this?
People, let us know.
The real questions.
What do the people know?
No spin zone.
No flex zone.
No flex zone.
Free code.
I don't really like this song a whole lot. I'm gonna skip it. Okay, this is your song.
It's my song. Alex McMillan gave me this song. Yeah. Shout out to her.
Shout out to Alex McMillan.
She's a homie. She's probably not listening. She's never gonna hear this. Just a shout out. I guess it's important.
Why did you agree to do it?
Just for it's a good song. I like the song. It's by Stoop Kids. I like to think we're Stoop Kids. It's by Stoop Kids. Full circle. That's all
I had to put in that weird Ricky Acid song to like compensate it.
Well, I don't think it needs to be compensated for. I think you need to be compensated for. That's why I'm here.
Hey. I'm not compensating for anything. Woo! Can we skip it?
If you want to skip it, this is the beginning, I suppose, was the best part.
Yeah, that's true.
How do you know it's true? Yeah,
I've heard. I literally was sitting in the room with you like 45 minutes ago listening to the song.
You might have heard this
song. I've heard this song twice. That's a fact. This is the third time.
Yes, Joe, you can skip it.
Okay. Walter TV. Because I like them. Okay.
Thank you.
music always has meaning. The show's never meant to have meaning. Science, positive correlation between degrees and temperature and degrees of lips. You know, as the Dr. I Am Aerialist said, temperature down, out comes the frown.
I like that.
We couldn't even let the song finish because of the important topic. This was.
Come on, a lot of things on our mind.
Yeah, Shamu.
We just had a little like moment of enlightenment in here.
Straight up, what's up with SeaWorld?
SeaWorld, they've been misusing Shamu for years and years. Thomas just told me that there's 30 Shamu, not one Shamu.
I don't know if that's the actual number, but like there's more than one Shamu.
I think there was only technically. Are you saying that there was more than one whale named Shamu?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Like they would have a lineup of Shamus.
Right, so no, you'd go to SeaWorld in like Florida, right? And you'd go and see Shamu. But then some random person who's going to SeaWorld like out in California is also going to see Shamu. Everybody thought they just magically transported the whale like all over because this
and
is like one famous whale.
And all of those whales are being mistreated and poked with
the Right, but it's actually like multiple whales all named Shamu just to like be able to sell it as, yeah, come to SeaWorld, see Shamu.
Sounds like a Bourne movie.
That's such a sham.
Right? Does that make you, like, cry a little bit?
Just a little bit.
A little bit.
Like, single tear.
I definitely welled up.
I actually know a girl with a Shamu tattooed on her wrist.
So which Shamu does she have tattooed on
That's
her?
A great question.
I wonder if you could do that, like, compare, like, because you know how orcas have the white bellies and, like, some other white accents. I wonder if you could compare
Like, the Shamus?
Yeah, and see how different they are.
Like zebras.
Yeah.
Much like zebras, Joe's good.
That was very good.
You know, zebra stripes are like human fingerprints.
Yeah.
No zebra cool has the same stripes.
Yeah.
I want someone to create a barcode scanner that scans zebras to identify them.
That would be a very
how easy would it be to track zebra populations?
That would be a very low waste solution to tracking zebra populations.
They're like zebra police, and they like bring you in for like your zebra print.
Imagine if we were zebras, and like that was the how like they police.
Right,
us.
You signed into your iPhone by just laying on the button.
I watched Ex Machina last night.
Oh my god.
She runs on battery power. She's not getting anywhere far.
No, listen. She runs on inductive charging. So she goes out to the store and buys two of the Samsung charger pads, like the ones that no wires.
Oh my god.
And she just plugs them in the wall and goes and stands on them. We thought about that. I watched it a couple, like a week ago as well.
Okay.
I mean, guessing, of course, but like that's how I do it.
I had a philosophy of the mind test today, so I watched that to study.
It's a great movie. It messes with you.
I don't agree with the Turing test.
About how he thought she didn't seem like a robot?
70% isn't a good number. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Are we going to get some callers?
Yeah. Kevin Callahan wants to call in.
Playboy Cardi, a.k.a. Young Boy Swag
Kevin
Boy.
I'll try to not miss him.
Young Woman Man Boy.
I've never been good with them.
We're trying to get the phone to work, but we'd love to have Kevin's beautiful voice on here.
Shouts out to the Jewel.
Yeah, that's keeping me alive right now.
It's been fueling us for a while.
Shouts out to the Jewel. Tuna salad.
Yeah.
Pizza for those bad days.
God, stop talking about food, dude. So hungry.
Luke, what are you looking at on your phone?
Kevin's texting me very angrily because he wants to call in.
The number's up there.
He shouldn't be that angry.
Yeah, I know. I gave him the number. He said he called in. Nobody picked up.
Oh, that's my fault. Oh, got it.
Is this Kevin?
My dude.
Put that homie on the
hey.
Line.
Hey. You ready?
Yo, make
Should
sure
be
he
ready.
Keeps
He's
it
been
clean.
Yelling at us for a while.
Yeah, keep it clean, Kevin.
I will. What's good in the hood?
You're on air, Kev.
Let the people hear you.
Okay. Oh, yo.
Hello.
Joe, you can, like, hang up the phone, right? Yeah. That'll fix that.
Well, am I on yet?
No, it won't.
Yes, Kev, you're on.
Kevin?
What do you have for the people, Kev?
Yeah. What's on your mind, Kev?
Hi,
hey,
Kevin.
I'm very, it's an honor to be on the show tonight. It really is. First off, I want to give a shout out to, some of my peeps. Out there,
100.
Fletch Brothers, hello.
100.
Hi.
I dig.
Nice.
What's your message for the people?
Who are you shouting out?
Sorry, it's still on the delay. I want to give a shout out to my Geek Brothers out there. I assume they're tuning in right now, and I also want to give a shout out to. My mom, my dad, and my little baby puppy, Charlie, Golden Retriever.
Love your
Anyways,
puppy.
Anyways, but first of all, I want to talk to you about, because Claire is also in the film realm of the school fans with me as well. And so we watched a movie not too long ago, actually, last year, Apocalypse Now.
Of course, great
movie.
Yeah,
you remember that. It's a great film, and anybody who hasn't seen it, I definitely recommend it. But, there's a documentary that was made on the making of Apocalypse Now. Apocalypse Now, the main actor, Martin Sheen, got a heart attack during filming. There's a typhoon that wiped out all the sets. It was, like, highly under budget. And they almost went crazy trying to make this film. And what, what Francis Ford Coppola, the director, says is that there was a point where I didn't care what the film was going to be. I didn't care who would like this film. All I cared about was me liking this film. And knowing that this film was my best, like, that I gave. And he says that the biggest fear for filmmakers to have is being pretentious. Having these aspirations to have this film that is insane, that is crazy, like, you know, good, and everyone's going to like it. And no one's, like, there's going to be people out there who will not like your content, who will not like your work. And once you say, screw it, who doesn't like it? All I know is that I'm going to make a film that is the least, you know, pretentious that I can make it. That's when you make a good film. And that's what Francis Ford Coppola did. And that's why Apocalypse Now is, and The Godfather, which he also directed, are two of the best films made of all time. But I think that actually can relate, too, in a life, in a bit of life. You know, you never feel like, has any of you guys feel like sometimes you have like a potential that you feel you have to live up to? You know, this, anything like that?
Definitely.
You're searching for
and that
external sources of confirmation.
Yeah, man. And having the, you know, the influence to conform, you know, to certain societal norms can, you know, be good for somebody to live, you know, stable life. However, it comes to a point where if you are going off of potentials that others are setting for you, if you expect to be this certain thing because somebody else wants you to be it, then you're not really doing what you usually desire. To the point where you only know your own potential, and you know, you only know what you can achieve, your strengths and weaknesses. And I think this will allow for that originality that Francis Ford Coppola was talking about in his films, that not being afraid to just do what you want to do, because everyone is unique in their own way. And I think in the society, we question this originality that we have. You know, we can look at on a person who has peculiar interests and say, oh, they might be weird, or oh, they might be too odd and strange, you know, I would not want to associate with them. When really, these dynamic people who are not afraid to, you know, express themselves in certain ways have a lot to offer. And I think one of the best things about coming to college was is that I met kids who I never previously associated with before coming to college. I lived next to, you know, I lived with kids who were new and who are different than me, but allowed me to see things in life and live in a different way and have different mindsets. It made me more cultured, and I think it absolutely built my character, which is honestly one of the main things why I want to really give a shout out to Lafayette. It's been a great environment. And
shout
I hope
out.
You guys, you know, yeah, and I hope you guys can feel the same way about the stuff I'm talking about, because I think it's the main issue. I think every day, you know, people might be different than you, but I'll say this once. It is not dangerous to confuse someone being original and someone being unique, you know?
That's a beautiful message, man. It really is.
Absolutely.
People gotta be unique. They gotta be themselves.
And you gotta not be afraid to do that.
Yeah, man. I think we see this in the artists and the filmmakers that we see on screen. Martin Scorsese, we see the same thing. But we also see it in, like, artists and songs, you know? And I'm a big advocate of, maybe you call me a little hipster when it comes to music, but I love, you know, music that is not on the radio all the time. Something that is unique, something that is different and makes you feel like a certain, something that you really have never seen before.
100.
You know, the pop stuff on the radio can be too much.
It's terrible.
It's too overplayed.
It's crap.
And here, yeah. And if you guys have ever listened to Mac DeMarco, that guy is the most original character you can ever see. I don't know how.
Resist,
you know,
from
I
making all my shows Mac DeMarco.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, it's a man like that who just strums out, you know, and just, you know, just sings what he's on his mind, really, and just a cool guy. You know, we also see like bands like Arcade Fire. You know, there's actually an artist. He's not very popular, but I found him on Spotify. I definitely recommend it to you guys and any listener. I play this guy on my Spotify. This one artist, just play him on and on. David Vanderveel. He has a song called Nothing No. He has some great stuff. He's Mac DeMarco-like, if you guys know Mac DeMarco-like, but he's almost a little bit more acoustic, a little bit, but like, not like Jack Johnson acoustic, but he shies away from Mac in certain ways, and you know, you can find that by listening. But that's definitely one recommendation of artists that I have, along with all the life advice I just gave.
Thank you for that, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, man.
Sorry you couldn't make it in tonight.
Kevin, I'm, like, crying over here, man.
Yeah, maybe, you know, in the future I can actually be in the booth. I'd love that. But I'm just happy I got a chance to, you know, express some things and talk to you guys for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you for dropping those words.
Love you, Kev.
Live from the Deke House.
Love you guys, too. All right, bye-bye, guys.
Thank you.
See you, Kev.
Dang.
Jeez.
That was deep.
He had a lot on his mind, I could tell.
That was good.
That was good. What he said was true.
No spin zone. if they don't have a pumpkin muffin, what will we do?
The coffee cake.
The coffee cake.
Late night Wawa runs. Here we go.
I love Wawa.
I'm good. Everybody's good. There's gonna be a loud noise from the door opening.
Choose the freaking goat. Later show now.
It's my show.
Slater Stark.
That's me.
Slate night, slow fidelity. With Slater Stark.
New show.
The worst show on the radio. Snail down. Grimdoza. Trill Smith. Samurai Sunrise.
Yo, these rhymes nasty. Get at me. You can't pass it to me because I already gave it. I laid it. After I... see it. I wanna be it.
Be it.
Next thing you know, I'ma get the meat with it.
Oh, meaty.
That's all I do. You can't mess with my crew. My boys are blood, but you don't say Sue.
Sue?
Smoking on that doo-doo.
On that doo-doo.
Smell like the shoo-shoo.
And it smell like a shoo-shoo.
Sound like Migos. That's all I got. It's all the people.
It's all you get.
yo, I passed the Dutch. Next thing you know, my best friend named Hutch. Yeah, I wake up in a ditch. My boy Shy gonna spit, cause he ain't a snitch.
Nah, I leave my guys with a, stitch. Look at my bank account, you know I'm really rich.
Woo! It ain't a glitch.
It ain't a glitch.
How could it be?
Them what's
zeros
the
zeros on zeros on zeros? There's a one somewhere.
You know I'm a hero.
Ain't no zero. Some people like to drink the beer.
Stacking up De Niro.
That's kind of nice.
That was nasty.
I respect you for that.
Them. Call again.
This will be your first.
It's my fault.
In the meantime,
Luke, what you gotta say?
Who's got some things on tonight?
Oh, we got.
It's too late.
Are you ready to go on air?
Luke was about to spit too. You can tell.
I'm about to.
Don't say bad
words on
okay,
this public.
Okay, you're gonna go on air.
Words on the public, the masses.
I just hung up on her. I messed up. I'm not. It's difficult. There's a lot of buttons.
Where's my wifey?
Sorry, we're gonna try again.
Damn, man. We hung up on the wifey?
Yeah, dude.
Shy's wifey. What's up?
I think we're all looking for a wifey.
Sam, what's up?
I think she hung up.
We're just hearing the ring. This is not what the people want.
I don't like it.
That was kind of trippy, to be honest.
This whole show is kind of trippy, dude.
So trippy.
What's up?
I'm here.
You here?
Yeah, she's on.
She dropped the F-bomb. That's the first thing you said on the air. Let's get it.
I'm here.
Yo.
Bart!
How you doing?
How's it going?
Are you on air, dude?
You're on air.
You're on the air.
This is Late Night and Low Fidelity, with or without Slater Stark. Tonight I'm here, so it's with.
Yeah, it's with Slater Stark tonight. That's the joke.
What?
Guest starring Luke and Shy.
Yeah. What about you? That's why you're calling. That's why we went through all this. What do you have on your mind? What do the people need to hear?
I have a problem. I want to know if I can get some help.
Of course.
Okay. So... I have a friend, a senior, and he's interested in a younger man, particularly a person, and he's on the soccer team, and he loves photography, wears tight skinny jeans, just like the girl, and she's concerned that since they have the same pants, the relationship isn't going to work.
You know what? Pants are important.
That relationship's not gonna work.
It's
they
not
should
gonna
stop
work.
Talking. The relationship's gonna work.
But maybe they just have similar taste
it's
in pants.
Not
you
work.
Should
it's
throw
gonna,
away every remnant of that man.
You know, they could do twinning days where they coordinate, or they could just talk out their fashion together and make sure that they don't match.
Yeah. Get the communication going.
He was concerned concerned that, like, if they were going on dates and stuff, like, people would think they were one of those couples that's, like, matching.
Just stay inside.
Like, you didn't want to be known as one of those couples.
Yeah, be known as one of those
just
couples.
Become a hermit. Totally. Problem solved.
But, like, do you think that this boy on the soccer team, Virgin, kind of skinny, would be interested in a member from Kappa Gamma?
Is he a member of what?
From Kappa Kappa Gamma.
Kappa Kappa.
I don't know anything about the Greek life.
Kappa Kappa. Gamma.
Yo, how much tuna fish this guy eat?
Where's Alex Jones at?
I ain't got Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two.
I'm sorry, we didn't get your name.
Okay, thank you. You too. My name? Oh, and I also have another problem that I would like to discuss before you hang up. Hey, can you turn that music off in the background? It's giving me a headache.
What's wrong?
She wants us to turn the music off.
The music?
This is a musical show.
This is a radio show.
Too
this,
loud.
We can't turn the music off.
It's too loud.
I can't hear you, though. It's ear piercing.
There you go.
Thank you.
It's good for you. It's good for the soul.
So, the problem is, this man also, the Persian man, he has a roommate that one time I accidentally, me and my roommate accidentally came inside his room with something.
I don't believe it.
I don't want to hear this anymore.
You, no, are you aware the dangers of tuna addiction?
Of what?
Tuna addiction.
Tuna addiction. No, I don't want to talk about tuna addiction. I want you to answer my problems. You've got problems by Hannah and Aiden. They answer my problems.
Well, this is
the answers to your problems are in the Bible.
If you walk into his room and he's not eating tuna, you should leave.
And also, the other same kid on the soccer team is in a relationship where I'm convinced that he is abused.
He needs to get out of it.
You should leave.
They all need to get out of it.
He needs to go.
GTFO.
They're trying to get you. Anyway.
Is there a member on the soccer team in the room right now?
No.
Well, I do play some soccer.
I'm on the club soccer team.
Is Ty there?
Yeah, he's right here next to me. What do you want to say to him?
I want to hear his voice.
Hello.
What's up, baby?
Hello.
He doesn't have a mic.
Yo, the muffins in the building, baby.
Muffins are in the building.
That's what
muffins.
I'm talking about.
Right, thank you so much.
How are you allowed to be on the air? I'm confused.
That's what's up, though.
Because... why are you allowed to be on the air? Hey, you know what?
I don't know. I'm done with to talk.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Now I have to go see the therapist once again.
Is this pumpkin?
Rest in peace.
The muffins are here. We're going to let you listen to some tunes.
Yo, we got pumpkin muffins.
Ever experience constant tuna breath, fishy thoughts, constant mayo preoccupations? If so, call today to the tuna addiction hotline to end your tuna dependence once and for all. Dude, why do you like tuna so much?
My breath smells pretty bad though.
Fishy thoughts?
Super fishy.
This was supposed to be like my sad song.
I like this. So you talked over it about tuna.
Addiction! It's a serious problem!
No, it makes sense. We're good. Dream believer,
he's just a soul. Hated that you say we got no beat. Someone rap!
I wonder if we actually have haters. I guess how can anybody hate
now
this?
Have a hater.
Yeah. Right, now that you thought of it, we have one.
I live next to Samir, that's crazy.
They can't get us. We're safe in here. It's locked. All the doors are locked.
I'll let him in.
Luke Smith and bars, though.
Is that possible on this beat?
Just start me off, Slater.
Just do it. No, you two bomb each other.
This is lit by Hajino.
About to start Luke off here.
Damn. All right.
It's lit.
What's the top?
I'm going to spit it.
I'm out here just trying to get it. Whoa. I took her. She trying to give it.
She ain't even with it.
You just rhymed it with it, just saying. Three times.
Drake does it. Let me rap.
I'm sorry.
Dog. This ain't Queens. Don't talk like that, bro. Who's mans? Yo, Joseph, I want to hear you spit, bro. Let's hear it.
I'm not good at freestyling.
What's the top?
Top popcorn.
Is like life, the streets, the struggle.
Tuna fish.
Tuna fish.
I like that.
Yo, tuna fish. That's my favorite dish. Your girl ain't even got a wish. Ball, that's a swish.
Woo-hoo!
Yo, you can't compete with me. Next thing you know, you on the street with me.
Hey, tuna are super endangered. Stop eating them in your restaurants. For real though, don't get mercury poisoning.
I like his rap.
That was fire.
PSA rap.
Tell the people what they need to hear. Shy.
I don't like tuna fish.
I hate tuna.
I've never even tried it, actually.
Tuna and cheese are terrible.
Cheese? What the hell is wrong with you? Cheese?
Tuna fish is whack. Slater, eat it by the sack.
Yo, that's straight disrespectful. You're on my show right now.
About to get a tuna-based heart attack.
Making cash by the stack.
Get out the back and smoke on some crack.
Smoking on some crack, grabbing tuna by the sack. This sort of behavior is whack.
Someone call. The number is 610-330-5316. I'll repeat it again because you're too slow. 610-330-5316.
And don't be mean to us.
Yeah.
Skirt like that.
Skirt.
Skirt, 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 skirt.
Tree Kodak.
Shaman Song by Subway.
Alright, so there's three doors. Behind two of the doors are goats, and behind one of the doors is $1 million. I know what's behind all three doors. Choose a door, 1, 2, or 3.
2.
Alright, so you get 2. Alright, and I know what's behind all three. I show you what's behind door 1. It's a goat. Does it make more sense for you, to, like, statistically, to stay at your door or to switch to door number 3, which is a mystery? Or does it not make a difference 50-50?
Do we get to take into account that you showed us door number 1?
Yeah, you should take it into account.
Okay.
That's the jewel right there, baby.
All right, let's see. So we open up door number 1 and there's a goat, and we pick door number 2. And you showed us door number 1 knowing that we picked door number 2, correct?
Yeah.
Like, possibly if we had picked door number 1, you would have showed us door number 2 or door number 3 and asked us to switch.
Yeah.
Honestly, it doesn't make statistical sense on your part because...
Turning it on me, huh?
I don't know. I feel like.
Do you want to switch or do you want your door?
I don't want to switch, actually. I don't want to switch.
Wrong answer! Choose the goat! Choose the goat! Megan needs the goat! What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do when you get home and you don't have a goat?
I have $1 million.
Why would you need $1 million if you already have a goat?
I could either choose the goat or go for a goat or $1 million. So no matter what, yeah. I'll just get a
the
goat.
Actual answer,
if that's your.
But you could mess up and get $1 million by accident.
And in a goat's lifetime, it could.
I never thought about it like that.
More than $1 million.
You're supposed to switch because I know it's behind all three, so it's above a 33% chance that it's $1 million.
Wrong. You choose the goat.
Or you can choose. Yeah, but you. But I'm gonna
choose the goat.
Yeah, so then you stay. And the right answer is to stay if you want the goat, I guess, right?
But I mean, I guess. But why would somebody offer you a second alternative if you already picked a goat? Well, like, why?
It's a game show. What?
Like, is that the rules of the game show? Like, are these specific rules that you're following, or is this like you administering this like completely independently without any rules? Like, you showed me the first door because you felt like it, or because you were supposed to?
She needs one. She asked me for a goat every single day.
The logic behind it is, if I know what's behind 1 and 3, I'm not going to show you $1 million because there has to be a guess.
When are you going to bring it to me?
So whether you chose
$1 million or not, go out every day searching for goats.
I know what's behind.
Never get one when you come home.
The two doors. So I had to show you. Goat.
Why did you have to show me the goat?
I'm not going to show you $1 million. I ruined it.
So you're saying I picked $1 million?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it makes the most sense to switch because I know it's behind all three of them, and I had to show you the goat. Most likely, the chances of it being the goat and $1 million are most likely.
Most likely, what
but you,
you
want
need
the goat. It doesn't even matter. Just if you want $1 million, you should switch. But you don't even need it because
I'm down for a goat.
Yeah, I know you are.
Dude, just make goat's cheese for the rest of your life.
No, I'm definitely down with. Some
I don't
goat.
Even know
dude,
if you
I'm
need
European.
A
goat cheese and good weed.
I'm definitely down for some goat cheese.
More about that feta cheese though.
Feta cheese and
it's
good
Iranian
weed.
Boy.
Weed.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, we got a caller! California!
Hello?
Hey. What's your name?
Who is this that's calling?
I don't know, we'll have to find out.
Hello?
Hello?
How's it going, bud? You're on air.
You're on air.
Oh. That's pretty cool.
What?
So... Can I continue?
What do you want to tell the world?
I don't know. My friend told me to talk about music right now.
Who's your friend?
Zion.
Oh, it's my homie from California.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Worldwide.
Worldwide, baby. Where exactly are you calling from, sir?
Orange County.
cool.
Beautiful Orange County.
Shy, say what's up to your homie.
Yeah.
Oh, I said, what's up? His name is Felix. Introduce yourself, Felix.
You pretty much just did for me.
Felix, what's your favorite thing to do in life besides fall in love?
Wow.
Damn.
I don't know.
He's in the studio right now, actually, apparently.
Slater, ask him the riddle.
Nah, I'm not saying the riddle yet. Yo, you want to spit some bars?
Nah, I don't rap.
Damn.
No, he's a very good rapper. I'm not in line.
Shy's the best rapper.
You're now forced to spit.
Spit.
Ready?
Spit something. Spit
one,
something.
Two, three.
Spit.
Spit.
What am I doing?
You're spitting. Spit a bar.
Spit some bars.
Drop some knowledge.
Oh, no.
Share some knowledge, baby.
Or how about some spoken word poetry from the heart?
I'm terrible at poetry, too. I'm just terrible at English in general.
What are you good at?
Making the action.
What are you good at?
The music aspect of it. The beat part, that's my forte.
Well, but we're playing the music, so that doesn't even mean anything to us.
What was that?
We need a skill that translates over the phone.
Like, are you gonna play us something over the phone?
Get mad, start yelling.
Maybe you can like Hungarian throat sling sing for us or something.
It's Mongolian throat sling.
Really?
Yes.
Felix, I want to hear you let it out.
Let me hear it, baby.
What am I letting you out?
Everything.
All the things.
Big fart.
All my feelings right now.
What?
All your insecurities right now. I want to hear them.
No, I'm not.
That was deep, bro.
Yo, I ate the pumpkin muffin already, though.
Felix.
Yeah.
I have an important question. Are you aware about tuna addiction?
Tuna addiction?
It's a serious problem in the United States today. Seriously, you can look it up.
More people know about drump than they do about tuna.
So, have you been informed about tuna addiction before?
No, I have not.
Do you have your state's local hotline for tuna addiction?
I do not.
Have you ever experienced any of the following symptoms? Fishy breath, fishy thoughts, or preoccupation with mayonnaise?
See all of the above. Actually, see all of the above.
Okay, well, you need to call.
You're probably
today.
Alright.
You probably suck.
Is this the hotline?
Yeah, this is the hotline.
This can be a hotline.
This is a radio show. This is no hotline. Don't play around.
If we had a girl asking us about her problems earlier, it's kind of made us a hotline. What problems do you have?
Was her tuna addiction the hotline?
We're every hotline. Hotline bling.
Yeah, tell us about your problems.
Tell us about your problems. What do you do, Felix?
In life or what?
Yeah, in life or what?
Yeah, well, virtual reality. What do you do
tell
there?
Tell me one thing about yourself.
Oh, in virtual reality? Oh, I'm a carpenter.
You play Minecraft?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. That's dope.
What about real life? IRL. RAR. XD.
Hehe, XD.
XDR.
What do you do in real life?
You sound like Pythagoras.
In real life, I make frozen treats for people's enjoyment.
Are we talking like ice cream, or are we talking smoothies, or popsicles?
It's more like a snow cone.
Oh,
snow cone.
I love snow cones.
You know, the cold season's coming. How does that affect your business?
He's in California,
I worked
dude.
5 hours yesterday, and I had one person per hour, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I'm essentially getting paid to watch Netflix.
Do you get to eat snow cones?
Yeah, I try not to, though. The flavors get really boring after a while.
You know what kind of snow cone flavor you should get?
Which kind?
Tuna.
You just got freaking beaned, bro!
We have a pup snow, which is chicken flavored.
that's gross.
Are you serious?
That's seriously gross.
How is it?
it's her dog, but this one guy ate it, he said it wasn't that bad.
What's your most popular flavor?
Tropical treat.
Let me get three of those.
Yeah, can you ship them here?
Can you ship them?
Yeah, yeah. Can you put some ice cream in the middle of it, too?
Hey, can you put something else in the mail for us, too, while you send the snow cones?
Like what?
A love letter.
Californian sand. What do you think?
They want love letter and the other thing?
Yeah, love letters. Yeah. That'll work.
A jar of your deepest regrets.
Yeah, yeah, something. Yeah, a jar.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know if I can fit the jar, but I can definitely fit that love letter.
Okay.
All right, I'll get ready on that.
All right, well, while you're working on that, we'll get back to it.
We'll play some music to listen to while you make those snow cones. Well, not quite snow cones, but, you know.
Thank you, Felix. Thanks. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks for calling in, buddy.
You're welcome. Bye.
Have a great night.
You too.
Awesome.
Dank.
Today, I had my least cohesive, most fun episodes. I've got a few more songs. Waves by Lord Rock. He's great, listen to him.
Skirt!
Brrrah!
Shouts out 100-100. We got an intramural basketball game tomorrow. We about to ball it up on these boys.
5 o'clock, yo. Come
5 o'clock.
You looking to see some weird
5 o'clock
stuff.
K-Mine Gym. Come to our basketball game.
It's
no, it's not K-Mine?
It's like the big gym.
It's the main gym. Yeah, that's K-Mine Gym.
The main gym is K-Mine Gym?
It's called K-Mine Gym.
I want to see the lovely faces of all my seeds.
God damn. I get so damn trippy in my mind. I go blank. The top 10 get hot rappers. Number one is my rank. You say no to drugs. Juicy J.
Rubber Band Biz is too, man. Juicy J. Smoked out Luger. Trapaholics. Drop that shit one more game, man. We trippy, man. Trippy. Trapaholics,
bitch. Oh. What y'all know about this shit? Shout out Saba Gadarzi. Reed College. Keep it wavy. Keep it loopy.
Keep it Christian.
Yeah, definitely. Keep it Christian, if anything.
Nah, don't keep it Christian. Salam alaikum.
Getting hard to recall. Getting laid off and pushed out. And it ain't my baby's fault. So if you go, don't cry. Right there at your side, Cheryl. Cheryl. Get laid on the lifeline. Get tired, time for bed. And there's no use getting worked up. I remember all you said. And if you go, don't cry. I'll be right there at your side, Cheryl.
Hi, Saba.
Scissor me, Xerxes.
Shouts out to my ex-GF.
You are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This was Late Night Low Fidelity, with or without.
Slash Star.
Okay.
I might get another pumpkin muffin, for real.
Pumpkin muffin! Scissor me, Xerxes!
Hey, good night, guys. Shouts out to everybody who came, who called, who
Thank
conquered.
Thank you for listening, honestly.
Love you. Thanks.
Dance to rock music. Kiss while we do it. Talk till we break. flesh.